The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doug Lucas from the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be continuing to read from the U.S. Veterans Magazine Spring Edition. I'm going to start where I left off on the article that was entitled, Why Veterans Should Consider the Aviation Industry. Streamlined certification. One of the most significant advantages for veterans entering the aviation industry is the streamlined certification process. Veterans often find that their military aviation experience translates well into civilian certifications. Requirements. The Federal Aviation Administration mandates various pilot certificates, starting with the private pilot's license and the advanced to the commercial pilot license. Flight schools often offer specialized training programs tailored to veterans, recognizing their prior service and aviation experience. Many of these programs help veterans build on existing skills while preparing for the FAA exams. Additionally, veterans can use GI Bill benefits to cover flight training costs, making the transition financially manageable. The conversion process can be even more straightforward for those with military pilot certifications. Some certifications can be transferred to civilian equivalents with minimal additional training, allowing veterans to leverage their existing qualifications more efficiently. Mental and physical preparedness. The mental and physical conditioning developed during military service also gives veterans an edge in aviation careers. Physical fitness standards for pilots are rigorous, and veterans' conditioning often aligns with these requirements. Managing long hours in the cockpit and responding to medical situations demands peak physical health. Mentally, veterans excel in high-pressure situations, often required to make critical decisions quickly and effectively. The discipline cultivated during military service helps them remain focused and composed, ensuring passenger safety and flight success. The aviation industry offers a variety of career paths, making it an excellent choice for veterans seeking personal and professional growth. Beyond traditional airline pilot roles, veterans can explore options such as flight instructors, corporate aviation pilots, cargo pilots, and test pilots. Veterans possess a rare combination of technical skills, resilience, and leadership, making them ideal candidates for aviation careers. By leveraging existing skills, taking advantage of tailored training programs, and embracing new challenges, veterans can find fulfilling roles as airline pilots. If you're a veteran, considering your next chapter, the skies are waiting. Your journey in aviation can begin. The next article is Honoring the Fallen. Two Civil War soldiers posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor. Last summer, two Civil War soldiers were awarded the coveted Medal of Honor posthumously in a ceremony at the White House. Private Philip G. Shadrach and Private George D. Wilson were recognized for their heroism and courage during the Great Locomotive Chase of 1862. The names of Private Philip Shadrach and Private George Wilson will be inscribed forever in the Hall of Heroes alongside their fellow raiders, Secretary of Defense Lloyd J. Austin III said at the ceremony. Their medals are new, yet their bravery is eternal. Their story reminds us of the American patriots who risked everything for our freedom and for our Union and for our future of liberty under the law. Their story doesn't just inspire us, it challenges us. So we are not just here to honor their sacrifice, we are here to live up to their example. Each soldier's oldest living relative was in attendance to accept the award on their behalf. Shadrach's great-great-nephew, Gerald Taylor, and Wilson's great-great-granddaughter, Theresa Chandler, were in attendance to receive the award on their behalf. To volunteer for a venture they knew little about and to know if they failed they would be put to death makes me realize how dedicated they were, said Taylor. I am humbled to have the opportunity to come and receive the Medal of Honor that was awarded to our relative. Shadrach and Wilson were part of a group of 24 soldiers and civilians known as Andrews Raiders. In early April 1862, James J. Andrew, a Kentucky-born civilian spy, led the group on a mission to infiltrate the South and destroy the railway and communication lines that supported the Confederacy from Georgia to Tennessee. The raiders traveled hundreds of miles through heavy rain and harsh terrain in enemy territory. They did their best to avoid suspicion by wearing civilian clothes and traveling in small groups. Despite several close calls, 22 met just outside Marietta, Georgia, in Big Shanty, where they commandeered a locomotive named the General and headed north. They tore up the railroad tracks, cut telegraph lines, and tried to burn bridges along the way. William Fuller, the General's conductor, and a few Confederates chased after them first on foot and then by handcar and locomotive. The raiders had a lead on their pursuers, but were slowed down while completing their mission and stopping for oncoming trains on a single-track railway. Running low on fuel and with the Confederates on their heels, the raiders abandoned their efforts just 18 miles from their final stop in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The men fled, trying to avoid capture. Thousands of Confederate soldiers and citizens began scouring the countryside for the raiders. After 12 days, all 22 of the men were captured and taken as prisoners. Andrews and seven soldiers, including Shadrach and Wilson, were tried and convicted as spies. The soldiers were executed June 18, 1862. According to historical documents, just before Wilson was put to death, he addressed the crowd. He said he felt no hostility toward them and did not regret dying for his country because he knew the people would soon see the Union flag flying over them once again. "When I read that, I had chills," said Chandler. "It brought everything home, and you get so much more respect and appreciation for what they did and what they were fighting for." The remaining raiders staged a prison escape after seeing the fate of their compatriots. Although most succeeded in making it to safety, six were recaptured. They were eventually released as part of a prisoner exchange in March 1863. All six men were awarded the Medal of Honor, the first soldiers in the U.S. Army history to earn the award, and were offered commissions as first lieutenants. In the years following, 13 other raiders received the medal as well. The award, signed into law by President Abraham Lincoln on July 12, 1862, bestowed an Army Medal of Honor to such non-commissioned officers and privates as shall most distinguish themselves by their gallantry in action and other soldier-like qualities during the present insurrection. Both Shadrach and Wilson were members of the 2nd Ohio Volunteer Infantry Regiment. Their heroic deeds went unacknowledged for over a century, but time did not erase their value, former President Biden said during the White House ceremony. Today, Austin added, more than 160 years later, we complete that arc of history and we link the first recipients of the Medal of Honor to the newest recipients of the Medal of Honor. The next article is Evolving Landscape of Recruitment. Change is the natural order of the universe. For those of us who are approaching the third half of our lives, change seems to be coming at us faster each year. Transitioning service members can also attest to the speed of change as they embark on new careers in the civilian sector. Hiring managers today face a rapidly changing workforce and job market as well. The skills required for many positions are evolving quickly, especially with the advent of new technologies for veterans transitioning to civilian roles. This can be present both opportunities and challenges. Skill translation. The challenge. Veterans often struggle to translate their military skills into civilian job requirements, making it difficult for hiring managers to recognize their value. Many veterans possess valuable leadership, teamwork, and problem-solving skills, but these may not be immediately apparent on a traditional resume. The solution: craft a civilian-friendly resume. Use online tools or consult career coaches who specialize in veteran transitions to translate military terminology into language that resonates with civilian employers. For example, replace platoon leader with team manager or operations coordinator. Leverage STAR stories. Use the STAR, situation, task, action, result, method to describe achievements in a way that highlights transferable skills like leadership, project management, and problem solving. Identify certifications or courses that align with your military experience but are recognized in the civilian sector. That is PMP for project management or IT certifications like CompTIA, security. Addressing bias. The challenge: misconceptions about veterans, such as concerns about PTS or adaptability, can create barriers during hiring. The solution: proactively address concerns. During interviews, highlight examples of adaptability and resilience. Share stories of navigating high-pressure situations or adjusting to new environments during deployments. Showcase emotional intelligence. Emphasize interpersonal skills by discussing how you've built trust and collaboration within diverse teams. Educate through advocacy. Join veteran-focused networking groups or mentor programs to help educate employers and peers about the strength veterans bring to the table. Competitive talent market. Challenge: veterans must stand out in a crowded labor market where top talent is highly sought after. Solution: develop a personal brand. Build a LinkedIn profile that showcases your unique skills and experience. Share insights, write posts about leadership lessons from your service, and engage with industry-specific content. Network strategy. Attend veteran-specific career fairs and connect with recruiters who specialize in hiring veterans. Use platforms like American Corporate Partners, ACP, for mentorship opportunities. Research each company thoroughly and customize your resume and cover letter to align with their mission and value. Remote work considerations. The rise of remote work presents new challenges in assessing candidates and ensuring that they can thrive in a potentially less structured environment. Solution: upskill in remote tools. Familiarize yourself with tools like Zoom, Slack, Asana, or Microsoft Teams to demonstrate comfort with remote collaboration technologies. Establish a daily routine that mirrors the discipline of military life, ensuring productivity in a less structured environment. Highlight your ability to work independently by sharing examples of self-directed projects during interviews. Onboarding and integration. Challenge: veterans may face challenges integrating into civilian workplace culture after being hired. Solution: seek out mentors. Request a workplace mentor, ideally another veteran, who can help you navigate cultural nuances. Many companies have veteran employee research groups designed for this purpose. Approach integration as a learning process. Ask questions about workplace norms and actively seek constructive feedback from colleagues. Share aspects of your military background that align with company values while showing eagerness to learn civilian workplace practices. Leveraging technology in recruitment. The challenge: technology-driven hiring processes can unintentionally exclude veterans due to differences in language or non-traditional career paths. Solution: optimize keywords and applications. Research job descriptions carefully and incorporate relevant keywords into resumes and online profiles to pass applicant tracking systems. Practice virtual interviews. Prepare for video interviews by simulating common questions using platforms like HireVue or Big Interview. Ensure you're comfortable presenting yourself on camera. Mention any technology used during service, that is logistics, software, data analysis tools, to showcase your ability to learn new systems quickly. Continuous learning and development. The challenge. The fast pace of change in industries requires candidates who are adaptable and committed to lifelong learning. The solution. Embrace lifelong learning mindset. Enroll in online courses through platforms like Coursera, LinkedIn Learning, or SkillBridge programs tailored for transitioning service members. Focus on areas like data analytics, cybersecurity, or leadership development. During interviews, discuss instances where you quickly acquired new skills during your service, that is, learning new technology under tight deadlines. Subscribe to industry newsletters or join professional associations related to your target field. Building a veteran-friendly employer brand. Challenge. Companies may struggle to create an authentic reputation as veteran-friendly employers. Solution. Advocate internally post-hire. Once employed, propose initiatives like veteran mentorship programs or ERGs that support other transitioning service members. Share success stories publicly. Highlight positive experiences working at veteran-friendly companies on social media or during networking events. This encourages other organizations to follow suit. Engage with veteran-focused organizations. Partner with groups like Hiring Our Heroes to connect employers with resources that help them better support veterans. The ever-evolving landscape of recruitment offers both challenges and opportunities for transitioning service members and hiring managers. Veterans bring invaluable skills, experiences, and perspectives that can significantly enhance today's dynamic workforce. Your military background equips you with resilience, adaptability, and leadership qualities essential in a fast-paced, technology-driven world. Embrace this transition with the same determination you showed in service, knowing that your ability to learn and lead will set you apart in civilian careers. For hiring managers, actively seek to understand and integrate veteran talent enriches your teams with individuals who have proven their commitment and integrity under pressure. Together, we can create a future where transition from military to civilian life is seamless, where veteran talent is recognized and utilized, where workplaces thrive on a variety of experience. The recruitment landscape isn't just a challenge. It's an opportunity to build a more dynamic and resilient workforce that benefits everyone involved. Now, go get them. Next article is entitled, Loss and Gain, the Power of Mindset. May 17, 1994, forever etched in my memory, I lost two careers in one fateful misstep. The all-Army track and field bus rolled into Fort Hays State College, and I was eager to shake off the stiffness from the ride. I had just broken 50 seconds in the 400-meter hurdles the week before and determined to repeat or surpass that performance. But Kansas had other plans. Strong gusts swept across the track, throwing my step pattern off balance. For hurdles, steps are everything. Odd-numbered steps let you lead with your dominant leg. Even-numbered steps force you to alternate. The wind left me struggling to maintain consistency. Frustrated but determined, I gave it one more go, just the first three hurdles. The first hurdle cleared with my dominant right leg. The second, same story. But as I approached the third, the wind hit hard. I adjusted, planting my right leg and thrusting my left forward. And then I heard it. Snap! The sound was sickening, like a redwood snapping in half. At that moment, my military career and my Olympic dreams were gone. I'd severed my popliteal artery. I severed my popliteal artery and faced an impossible choice. To save my life, I'd lose my leg. At 29 years old, a combat veteran, a rising star in the track and field, and a man on the cusp of making the 1996 U.S. Olympic team, it felt like my identity had been amputated alongside my limb. I spiraled. Questions haunted me. Who am I now? Will my wife, Alice, stay? Will my son still see me as his father? How will I provide for my family? In my darkest moments, Alice knelt beside my wheelchair and said the words that stopped my downward spiral. We're going to get through this together. This was my turning point. Her faith in our future gave me permission to let go of the victim mindset and embrace an owner's mindset. From there, I built resilience, both by bouncing back and by seeking help when I couldn't do it alone. My military chapter ended, but new doors opened. I became a sports specialist for the Army's world-class athlete program. Swimming became my therapy, and soon I was competing on a Paralympic team. At the Paralympics, I saw athletes running on prosthetic legs, inspiring me to get one made. 4 years later, I stood on the podium with a silver medal at the Sydney Paralympic Games. In 2004, I joined the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee, where I founded the Paralympic Military Sports Program. That initiative lives on through the Warrior Games and Prince Harry's Invictus Games. Here's what I've learned. Resilience is not about returning to what was. It's about building what can be. When life knocks us off track, we can't look backward. We have to focus forward. That's what I call a shift from mindset to mindsight, a concept inspired by Dr. Dan Siegel. A hurdle race is a perfect metaphor. You can't attack what's behind you, only what's ahead. People often ask how I overcame my amputation. My answer is simple. I didn't. Overcoming would mean regaining my leg. What I did was adapt, innovate, and grow. The truth is, many things we stress about are already in the past. Growth requires forward motion. My process, the 3 hours of resilience, helps navigate this journey. Number one, reckoning. Accept that the past is gone. There's no going back. Two, revision. Cast a new vision and commit to it fully. Three, renewal. Embrace the growth that follows commitment. Growth takes time and grace. The reward isn't a destination, it's the next level of who you're becoming. The other side of adversity. Today, as a keynote speaker, I share this story to help others cross the other side of uncertainty, stagnation, burnout, talent, and shortages. And John Register is a Beyond the Resilience speaker, Paralympic silver medalist and Hall of Fame speaker who guides C-suite leaders to accelerate past adversity and elevate their performance. Next article, From Duty to Business, Entrepreneurship Inspired by Service. Sean and Sarah Bess are no strangers to discipline, dedication, and teamwork. Their shared military service shaped their lives and laid the foundation for their entrepreneurial journey. Today, the couple runs Mosquito Joe of Northwest Florida, a thriving franchise that helps families reclaim their outdoor spaces. Their story is a testament to how skills honed in the military can translate to a success in the business world. The Best family's journey began in 1998 when Sean and Sarah were commissioned as officers in the Air Force. An Air Force Academy graduate, Sean pursued pilot training and later excelled in the prestigious Fighter Weapons Instructor course. Sarah, a graduate of University of Kansas and its ROTC program, became one of the first 10 women to achieve combat mission readiness in the F-15E. Their paths crossed at Seymour Johnson Air Force Base during training, and a mutual love of aviation blossomed into a partnership that has spawned decades. Their military careers are marked by accolades and achievements. Sarah flew combat missions during Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom, earning 6 air medals and other commendations. Sean, a decorated pilot with the 10 Air Medals, was commander of the 84th Test and Evaluation Squadron, and named Outstanding Air Crew Member in the Air Force Reserve. Despite their impressive military credentials, the couple is most proud of their family. After Sarah transitioned to civilian life to focus on raising their four children, Sean continued his service in the Air Force Reserve. Together, they navigated the challenges of military life while fostering a deep bond rooted in shared values and mutual support. In 2013, the Best family moved to Florida, ready for a new chapter. But as their young children played outside, they encountered an unexpected problem: relentless mosquitoes. The discomfort led Sarah to research for solutions, but nothing worked. Around the same time, Sean began contemplating life after active duty. Conversations with friends led them to franchising Sean's interest in business, and Sarah's knack for problem solving set the stage for the venture. They learned about Mosquito Joe, a neighborly company, and saw an opportunity to meet a community need while creating a flexible business aligned with their family's priorities. In 2015, they launched Mosquito Joe Northwest Florida, serving families across the Emerald Coast. Sarah took charge of day-to-day operations, marketing, and bookkeeping, while Sean balances military duties and strategic planning for the business. The discipline and leadership skills Sean and Sarah developed in the military became invaluable in their entrepreneurial journey. The military taught us to trust the process, lead with integrity, and foster a strong team culture, Sean shared. We've built a business where our team feels excited to come to work, and that makes all the difference. The franchise model also appealed to their structured approach. Having a proven process to follow along with a network of other franchisees has been incredibly helpful, Sarah noted. It's like having a squadron of peers to collaborate with and learn from. Their military training also prepared them for the ups and downs of entrepreneurship. In both the military and business, you're often making decisions with imperfect information, Sarah explained. You have to adapt, measure outcomes, and adjust accordingly. It's a continuous learning process. For Sean and Sarah, entrepreneurship was much about family as it was about business. Sean sought to spend more time with their children, tired of missing milestones due to military commitments. We wanted a business that supported our family life, not one that dominated it, Sean said. Their advice to aspiring entrepreneurs, especially veterans, is rooted in their experience. Do your research and make sure the business fits your lifestyle, Sean emphasized, and surround yourself with people you trust who can provide perspective and support. As they look to the future, the Best family is excited about the continued growth of Mosquito Joe of Northwest Florida. Sean is preparing to take on a more significant role as he transitions from his military career, while Sarah reflects on how far they've come. What started as a solution to our mosquito problem has become something much bigger, Sarah said. We've built a business that makes a difference in our community and provides for our family. It's been a whirlwind, but we wouldn't trade it for anything. We've run out of time for today's episode of Salute a Veteran Every Day. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Doug Lucas, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.